As we witnessed in the shouty fight over an employee head tax here in Seattle, and as we continue to witness in the debate over what to do about Seattle's homeless population, being a city council member is not exactly what it used to be. And Cairo Radio's Mike Lewis has hints that at least one council member is thinking about not running again.
Yeah, apparently Sally Bagshaw, who represents District 7, that's a district that includes Magnolia, Queen Anne, Uptown, Downtown, Pioneer Square. So some of the actually the most lucrative business and residential districts in Seattle. She has been telling friends that she is not going to seek re-election, and she's actually been talking to people who may want to run for that seat. She hasn't announced anything publicly. When contacted, she has demurred on saying anything, that she's still got work to do, but she has absolutely not said she's rerunning, and I'm pretty certain that she is not going to be running for election again.
Why
and her
would
term
that
ends
be?
in her term ends in December 2019.
Why would that be? What would be her reason?
So I think that some of the bruising fight isn't any fun anymore. She's 67 years old. I think she's feeling like she'd like a little time on her own. These council jobs, certainly in the last 5 years, mm-hmm. have become pretty involved. I hear that there's also some issues regarding health in her family, that the issues, family issues, she wants to pay attention to. She feels like she can't right now as a city council member. I think it's a whole basket of issues that has made her think, like, maybe it's time for me to step away.
But the way this is being covered, it implies it's more than just age or family. There is something about, what is it, the way the city council works together or doesn't work together?
I think that has created a stress point for a lot of folks there. She's always been, you know, kind of a moderating voice, although she's very, very progressive, very liberal. On this particular council, she's what passes as a moderate. I mean, you know, it's all on a relative scale, right? And so her and Bruce Harrell, maybe Deborah Juarez, are sort of what are the cabal of moderate progressives on the city council. And I think that some of them are getting a little weary of the fight and the constant bickering and the issue with the opioid crisis, the issue with the homeless situation, the development issues, the lack of affordable housing, all of these things that were not a part of the Seattle that they have spent, you know, their adult lives in. All of that stuff seems to be going away, and I think that some of them are getting a little weary of it.
You seem very certain about this report of Sally Bagshaw. There's also reports out, and other shows on this station have covered the rumors about Shama Sawant not seeking at least re-election for the city council. You seem less sure about those rumors.
So the Shama Sawant thing is interesting. What I've heard is that she is being courted by the National Socialist Party for a major position, policy position there, and that she would be interested. Her situation is different. I don't think she's in any way tired of city council. I think she really enjoys the fray and she enjoys the fight. And the fact that she's a party of one who has enormous sway in the city council, maybe up until the head tax, I think that she actually enjoyed that. So she would leave perhaps for a better gig. But I don't think that she is in any way going to retire from politics. I think she has this opportunity that might be out there that she might jump in, but if that doesn't happen, I think she's happy to stay in her district and keep working.
This is not because of the pushback from construction unions over her stand on the head tax. Was that at all something that surprised her?
I think that she did not anticipate the vehemence of the opposition. I think that she expected that she had a lot of credibility with the unions, that she's effectively the fight subdivided the trade council among the haves and have-nots, the lower-paid unions like SEIU and the higher-paid construction trade unions. This played directly into Amazon's hands. It got a twofer. It had the unions do its fight for it, and it managed to subdivide the labor movement in Seattle in an incredibly effective way. I think that she overplayed her hand here a little bit, but remember, Shama Sawant isn't always terribly concerned about getting in a fight over something. So I don't think the fight with
the union.
That's
the point. I mean, she said
bingo.
It's a movement for her.
Yeah.
I'm curious, did that rift open up any doors for a more conservative type of candidate to think about running in Seattle?
So I'll go back to what I said earlier on the notion of a relative scale.
Yeah.
So, yes, you could be a more conservative candidate and be the most liberal member of the Tacoma City Council, right? I mean, so this is a... yes, it does open the door to that, but if we define conservative sort of in very liberal terms.
The way things are going right now, the polling, how many seats are coming up for re-election in the next year or two, how different does the city council look a year or two from now?
My guess is that you're going to have more pro-business, moderate Democrats, someone along the lines of a Tim Burgess, who was maybe a little ahead of his time, or even, you know, Some of it is has to do with the politics. Some of it actually has to do with the personal relationships. Everyone always talks about if you folks have been here a while. Nick Licata is a great example of this. A guy who was absolutely a thorn in the side, made it a point to be a thorn in the side of two mayors. But Nick was also a person who understood how to make a deal and stick to a deal. And they all respected him even when they fought with him. I think that that sort of politician has been what's lacking in Seattle to some degree, the people who will actually go in the room, make the deal, and then, you know, let the rhetoric not necessarily influence the policy moving ahead. I think that sort of politician is what may emerge from this, but we'll see.
Cairo Radio's Mike Lewis. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.